Morning Watch, the crystallization study of 1 and 2 Peter, week 4. The present truth and the way of the truth. Wednesday related verses. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. Nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings, rather than God's economy, which is in faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 12, 20, and 21. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession before many witnesses. Verses 20 and 21. O Timothy, guard the deposit, turning away from profane, vain babblings and oppositions from what is falsely called knowledge, because of which some, professing this, have misaimed regarding the faith. Grace be with you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Making known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. And to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Suggested reading. It is important for us to realize that the element of apostasy continues today. Because a number of basic truths have been given up, even by those who apparently are fundamental believers, there is the need for us in the Lord's recovery to fight the battle for the truth. At the time of Martin Luther, it was necessary to fight regarding justification by faith. It certainly was worthwhile for Luther to fight that battle. But today, we need to fight for the deeper truths revealed in the Word of God. We believe not only in all the genuine items held by fundamental Christians, but also in the deeper truths. We definitely believe that the Bible is fully inspired by God, word for word. We would follow the literal translation of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, to say that all scripture is God-breathed. We believe that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. He is true God and true man. We believe in Christ's incarnation and in his death on the cross for our redemption. According to the scriptures, we believe that the Lord's death was all-inclusive. Through his crucifixion, he terminated the old creation, including us with our flesh and our fallen nature. We fully believe in the Lord's resurrection and ascension. We believe that the Lord is now on the throne, but we also believe that he is not limited to the throne, for as the life-giving Spirit, He dwells in our spirit. We believe in every aspect of what Christ is and of what he has done, is doing, and will do. We also believe in all that Christ has attained and obtained. Furthermore, according to the Bible, we believe in transformation and in being constituted of the element of God for the rearrangement of our being. We may say that all this is our deeper faith. In a time of apostasy, we believe and testify the full revelation of the pure Word of God. Today, many Christians have never heard of the processed and consummated God. Hence, what they are preaching is the unprocessed God in Genesis chapter 1. However, what we have seen is the consummated God in Revelation chapter 22. At the end, the Bible says, "The Spirit and the Bride say." The Spirit is the processed and consummated God. The Bride is the processed and consummated church. The two are joined to be a loving pair in eternity. The divine revelation in the Bible is the content of the Lord's recovery. This revelation contains six major items. The first item concerns God's eternal economy. God's economy is God's plan. For this plan, God made an administrative arrangement, which is his administrative management for dispensing himself through the processed and consummated all-inclusive spirit into his chosen, regenerated, sanctified, and transformed tripartite men, so that they can become God in life and nature, yet with no share in his Godhead. Thus, they are being constituted to be the body of Christ, and will ultimately be enlarged and built up to be the New Jerusalem as God's eternal and corporate expression. The second major item in the divine revelation concerns the divine Trinity. The three of the divine Trinity coexist and cohere. Although the three are distinct, they cannot be separated. All this is not for doctrinal debate or study, but for our experience and enjoyment. The divine Trinity is for the dispensing of God into his chosen people, that they may accomplish his eternal economy.